我们是到12:40的。
12:40
,OK,
是是是。
好。好，谢谢大家能够留下来哈。
Thank you for staying.
其实我们今天会有一些时间能够我们实际来操作啊。
And today we are going to learn some hands-on experiences.
所以我只能讲一半而已哈。
And I'm only going to share half of it.
那这些我就不想，我直接进入到正题了。
Let's come to the, topic.
我是从这本书学到的，叫 From Now On.
I learned from this book, it's called From Now On.
中文也有翻译本叫做这个扬帆待发，是一本很老的书了。
It also has a Chinese translation, it's a pretty old book.
但这个 From Now On 真的写得很好，薄薄的一本呢。它的意思 From Now On 就是你受洗以后你怎么办？
And it's talking about what I'm going to do after baptism.
所以我常常就孩子受洗以后就用这本书做受洗的礼物给他。
So oftentimes I use this as a baptism gift.
他这个宣教士写的，他里面有一章。
This is written by a missionary.
特别就是提到怎么读圣经。
And one chapter mentions how to read the Bible.
给我帮助很多哈。
It helped me a lot.
他就提到我们要有一个全景的来看。
It mentions that we need to have a panoramic view of the Bible.
那提到说呢，他是年轻时候信主，他就开始在研究说怎么样这些属灵的生命能够成长。
He accepted the Lord at a very young age, and later he studied how can a young life grow in the Lord.
你要不要猜看看，就是说一般属灵伟人的有两个共同的特征是哪些？
Do you want to guess that there are two common characteristics of great men of God?
你想看看。啊？哦，OK。OK， 我跟特征说他们都做两件事情。
They
all do two things. 对了，祷
告。
都有长进的祷告的生活。
They all had a well-developed prayer life.
还有呢？
Anything else?
而且是每年都读一遍。
They all read the whole Bible through each year.
我们的教会久了，你都知道说啊，每年要读一遍，读一遍，对。那你觉得说啊，好像就是要这样。
And when we are Christian for many years, and we think, oh, that's the way it is.
但是他用的说法真的是给我很大的启发。
But in the books, it enlightened me a lot.
他说为什么不三年或五年读完圣经一遍呢？
He asked why we finished the Bible three or five years.
他说如果你20岁就决定要每五年把圣经读完一遍。
If at the age of 20, you decided to read through the Bible in five years.
然后25岁你读一遍你还只是婴孩。
So at 25 years old, you only read once and you are a baby.
3岁读了两遍你还只是幼稚园。
And at age 30, you are in the kindergarten.
到了40岁你算我读了四遍你还只是一个青少年。
And at age of 40, you finish four times and you are a teenager.
到60岁玩了八次你仍然很难说是成年的。
And at age of 60, even you finished eight times, it's hard to say you are an adult.
但是你说哇当我读这本书的时候我还没读过一两遍而已呢。但是你就发现说诶是好我们如果只是这样偶尔读一点的话是不是我们的生命其实还是很浅的。
So, when I was reading this book, I haven't finished the Bible two times, so it enlightened me that really we need to read the Bible often.
所以他说呢，如果每年读一遍呢？
So he says, if we decide to read through the Bible once a year.
所以你20岁决定的话，那你30岁你已经读了10遍了呢。
And at age of 30, you have finished 10 times.
你都对神的话有很深入的了解。
So you already have an in-depth understanding of God's things.
到了40岁20遍了。
And at the age of 40, you have finished 20 times.
60岁就40遍
了。And at the age of 60, you have finished 40 times.
哇当他这样讲的时候你就是觉得诶很不一样。
So I think this is really different.
而且就提到说呢他自己在描述他的过程，可能前面两三遍呢，你还觉得只是很枯燥。
So he said, the first two or three times, the thing is boring.
但是你慢慢慢慢好像就进入一个属灵的高原了。
And gradually you come to this peak summit in the spiritually realm.
他用这样的描述不是一种说你一定要这样每天读完一遍而是用这样的一个图画来吸引你。
He's not only teaching you to read once a year, he's already really attracting you to do that.
在读到第二遍第三遍我开始了解圣经的全貌许多问题迎刃而解。
So he says, after I read this the second or third times, I started to have a panoramic view of the Bible.
所以我觉得, 他这样的方式就是给我很多的启发啊，我就哦。
So his way of suggesting gave me a lot of...
然后他书里面也提到一些实际的建议。
And he gave a lot of practical suggestions.
当然他就是用祷告开始来读神的话。
He said we really need to start with prayer to read the Bible.
电锅啊，他说这祷告圣灵的工作就好像电锅，你要把米煮成饭。
He said it's like an electric cooker. You are going to cook the rice, you know, into the finished product.
我们就没有那个，还是都是一个是，我们都是还是说，但是我们是米变成饭啊，对，还是中文。
Yeah, yeah. With raw rice, cooked rice.
那还有呢？ 他写了很多，只是简单，就是说你可以开始画线。
And also there is another suggestion, have a pencil to underline or mark those passages.
所以我们真的是要找一本纸本的圣经，自己灵修一定要有纸本的圣经。
So we really need to have a Bible, hard copy.
不要看手机的，在家里灵修你一定要有纸本的圣经，就可以来画线。
Not only to use your cell phone, but have a hard copy Bible so you can do the underlining.
圣经不是拿来敬拜用的，圣经拿来读的。
The Bible is not given us to worship it, it's given us to read it.
然后呢，你可以再另外拿一本笔记本呢，
and use a notebook.
比如说你读到创世纪的时候，你就把每一章的重点写下来。
And you can write down the focus point of each chapter.
比如说你创世纪，第一章是讲到六天的创造，第二章讲到什么，第三章讲到什么，你就可以把它写下来。
For example, Genesis chapter 1 is 6-day creation, and second chapter and third chapter and so on.
那还有一个就是我的自己的笔记本我没有带过来，比如说你在读到这个列王记的时候。
And this is my notebook. For example, if you read the Kings,
你就可以自己把这些重点写下来，哪一个是好王、坏王，然后他有什么重点，就变成你自己的笔记。
Yeah, the first kings or second kings, and you can write down which king is good, which king is bad.
然后呢，你也可以用不同的颜色来标注你的圣经。
And you can also categorize with different colors, color markers on your Bible.
比如说我就用地方呢，我就用土色的。
In if it's about location, I use brown color.
人呢，我就用蓝色的。
And if it's human, I use blue color.
所以，然后一些重要的词语啊，神的话，圣灵呢，你可以用不同的，你自己可以创造这样一个系统。
Yeah, and God's words, green, and about faith is orange. You can create your own system.
所以这是我的圣经，就有这些系统，这种标志。
And this is my own Bible. I have all those marked colors.
然后他说呢，你做了这样读了几年以后，他旧了以后呢，换一本，
and he said,
换一本圣经。
He said after several years, you use a new Bible.
我上个月才真的换一本的，因为那本太旧了，所以我现在是这本都是空的。
So last month actually I switched to a new Bible, so this Bible is still pretty blank in it.
而且就是说你还可以自己有一个变成一个自己的一个标记的系统。
You have your own system of Bible marking.
一本写满个人注解的圣经视为无价之宝，但你向周围的人做见证或日常生活，它都是不可或缺的工具。
A well-annotated Bible becomes a treasure beyond price and is an indispensable tool not only in your witness to the world around you but also in your daily living.
就是给他一些参考，就是说很多时候你不是读完交差，就是你变成，而且你也不需要一下子就 引用很多，看好书。
Your Bible reading is not just a finishing daily task, and you do not need to rely a lot of Bible commentaries.
而且是，反正你在读的过程里面，你自己建立了你的参考书。
And in your reading process, you created your own Bible commentary.
如果你的圣经充满笔记，我建议你翻一下。
So if your Bible is saturated with notes, I advise you to get a new one and start again from the very beginning.
Yeah. 而且有时候你可以用一些图画，你看你就读到出埃及的时候，以色列人常常抱怨，对不对？
And sometimes you can also use pictures, like in the story of Exodus, the Israelites, they often complain.
然后我就画一个哭脸在那里。
So I draw a weeping face.
或者说亚伯翰到时候筑坛，你就会在那筑坛的时候，你就画一个祭坛在那里，就你的圣经就很有趣。
So if, when Abraham is building an altar for the God, so he can actually draw an altar on the Bible.
那还有一个就是他讲到要写灵修日记。
And also he said, you need to write your spiritual journal.
每一处经文都是你亲身的体验，是神焚烧在你心灵的熊熊烈焰，那是你的亲身，也是神透过你的整个生命说话。世界迫切需要听到这种声音。
Each one coming out with the full impact of the experience that God has burned in your own soul. It's your very heart speaking, or rather, it's God speaking through your whole being. The whole desperately needs to hear that voice.
然后呢，所以我有开始有我自己的部落格。
So I have my own blog.
啊，这其实也是我们的网站啊 ,trumpeter.blog。
This is our own website, trumpeter.blog.
所以我就开始也在上面自己写了一些这样的一个灵修的日记。
And I write my own spiritual journal on it.
当然你可能还不需要的，你可以自己拿一本你的日记就开始这样可以来写。
And you can write your own journal.
然后呢每天一起。
And we do daily devotions together.
在提摩太前书呢也特别提到说要以宣读圣经劝勉教导为念。
And First Timothy says, that devote yourself to the public reading of scriptures, to exhortation and teaching.
所以换句话说其实圣经是要被读出来的。
So in another word, the Bible needs to be read out aloud.
那为什么要每天呢？
And why daily?
这个是亚里士多德说的，在年轻时形成良好的习惯，关系重大。
And Aristotle said, good habits formed at youth make all the difference.
所以为什么我们讲到这个管教儿女，正是要从小开始。
And why we said to discipline your children need to start from a young age.
而且以赛亚书也提到说，主每天早晨唤醒我。
And the book of Isaiah also mentions, morning by morning he awakens.
那以前呢我是用这个做读经的这个参考，就是说读每天要读哪几章这样。
And previously I used this as my Bible reading reference.
我其实我在牧会的时候其实我就是在这样做了哈，让我们整个英文堂来做。
And while I was pastoring, I used this for our English congregation.
那个daily walk 它的好处就是说你看它每一到一卷书的时候它给你一个大纲。
In the book of Daily Walk has an advantage that for every chapter, every book, he give you an outline.
然后告诉你今天要读哪几章，还有给你一些简单的灵修的资料。
And tells you every day, you need to read how many chapters and give you some devotional materials.
所以我那时候就是几乎每个人就要他们留一本这样，还有圣经。
So I require everyone in the English congregation to have this book and the Bible.
但我现在这个我就不掺和，因为他这个有时候有一些 step back， 就是说他一天有时候让你读好几章，然后有时候今天就让你休息了，那我就换了另外一个进度表。
But this book has some step back. For certain day, give you a lot of chapters, and for second day, give you a break. So I switch to another material.
Okay. 那有本书也是提到，他就说了。他讲到一小时吧，那我就说，哎，你可以30分钟吧，15分钟吧。如果你可以开始每天与上帝共度一个小时，那么你将无法限定上帝会如何使用你。
If you could begin to spend 1 hour or even 30 minutes a day with God, with the Lord, there is no telling what God will do with you.
还有群体的力量也很重要。
And the power of group influence is very important.
今天冯牧师也提到要需要一个村庄啊。
And today, Pastor Feng also mentioned that we need a village to raise a child.
今天为什么很多时候我们年轻人就很难做一些 我们想要他们做事情，因为这样的群体是越来越少。
Why today it's harder and harder, we request a younger generation to do certain things, because now we are lacking this power of group influence.
今天你如果是活在这个时代，一个年轻一个青少年，你是男生，你如果不玩 video game, 你可能就没有朋友。
Today, if you are a teenage boy, if you don't play video game, you don't have friends.
这是我们的挑战。
This is our challenge.
所以盼望我们能够重新建立一群从那以纯洁的心求告主的人，追求公义、信实、仁爱、和平。
And today we hope that we can build up a group along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
所以你家庭也是，你要找到几个家庭跟你有同样看见的，你去集结起。这样的话，这个孩子才能够一起走上这条路。
And it's the same for the families. We need the same-minded family, several families. Together, we walk the same path.
同样，教会也是这样。
And same for the path, for the church.
你知道为什么大雁要结队来飞行？
Do you know why the Canadian geese, they fly in a row?
它会省力，哎，你知道它会省多少力吗？
To save some energy. Do you know how much they can save?
70%. Wow, 所以看到那个同心同行那个力量真的是很大。
So you see that there's a power in uniting one heart in a walk, in a one path.
那这是我在自己分享，你看就是说当孩子不可爱的时候，很多时候我们一直在吃奶就不能吃干粮，对吧？
When the baby is now cute, and then we can only drink milk and cannot eat the dry food.
Okay. 那通常我们其实这个读神的话，其实就像我们的基督徒的新兵训练一样。
And to read God's word is like a boot camp.
真的就是一个，你看因为我们台湾都要当兵哈，就前面三个月就是在做培训新兵训练的嘛。
And in Taiwan, we all need to join the military, and the first 3 months is the boot camp, the basic training.
那你说 boot camp 要做什么？就是你怎么站，你怎么坐，你怎么睡，你怎么穿衣服，就是这很简单的事情。
And in the boot camp, they teach you very simple things. How are you to stand? How are you to sit? How are you going to sleep? How are you going to eat?
那真的是这祷告读经，我们老生常谈，但是就是真的是我们要好好训练好这些以后，我们的生命才能够打仗啊。
Sometimes we think that reading the Bible and the emphasis on prayer are just the same old, but actually it's very important for a soldier.
Okay. 因为我多一点时间分享哈，那你就发现就是说呢，这里提到说，凡你脚掌所踏之地。
And in this book of Joshua it says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon.
那其实我们在读神的话语的时候呢，其实就是在踏那些地啊。
And when we read God's word, we are putting our foot, tread upon those land.
那过去呢真的很，我觉得很真的很 surprise 哈。因为疫情之前那一年呢，我们每年英文堂我就是说要孩子们把圣经从头到尾读完一遍。
And before the pandemic, I just require our English youth to read through the Bible once a year.
而且我都还给他们配对配好了。
And also make partners for them.
因为要有群体的力量，我说你们两个三个人一组啊，然后大家要彼此 hold you accountable, right?
And we need this group power, so hold each other accountable.
我甚至都还有家长给我经费了，我说这个你们每个礼拜或者每个月可以，我给你钱了，你们可以到 Starbucks 或者是 Banana Bread 去聚一下，可以有一些分享你们读经的生活。
And some parents even made donations, so the kids, every month they can go to a coffee shop to, to spend time together.
可是疫情就来了 ,right?
And then the pandemic hit.
把我的计划都打乱了。
And all disrupt my plan.
我说那我们就上来一起读好了。
So I said, okay, let's do it together.
那有些说八点钟太早了。
And someone said it's too early for 8 a.m.
我说我下午五点再陪你一次。
And said, okay, 5 p.m., I'll do it again.
当然现在我的曾经说这些都是美国各州甚至国内台湾的这些来参加。
And now I've, all over the states, someone even come from Taiwan to join us.
其实我父母也可以参加。
And even parents can join.
那我们每一次就40分钟。
And every time we have 40 minutes.
因为有人比较，其实我讲，如果你在家里自己做，你不需要那么长。
If you do it at your own home, you don't need to take that long.
那我们不需要玩什么游戏的，一来我们就是读神，就祷告，就读神的话。
You know, we don't do any games. We start with reading the Bible.
但是呢，这个后来我也想写希伯来文跟希腊文的，我就会每一天我会教他们几个希伯来文或希腊文。
And I learned Hebrews and Greek, so I started to teach them a couple Hebrew or Greek word every day.
然后读到那个字的时候，我们就把它换掉。
So when we read that word, we switch.
我稍微操练一下，然后呢，读完以后呢，我就给他 OK， 其实不到五分钟了，就是给几分钟的时间。你们要在今天所读的两到三章去选一节或两节的经文，然后给他一个标题。
And I also ask them to pick one or two verses and give that verses title.
而且我要求这个标题呢要有创造性的。
And I want them to be creative in making the title.
然后就打在这个 chat 里面。
And put it in the chat box.
然后这样过几分钟我就开始请这些孩子们来分享。
And several minutes later, I started to ask the kids to share.
哇，你真的是很意外，这些八岁、九岁的孩子，很多分享是你原来你自己看不到的。
And this is very surprising, even for those 8 years old, 9 years old, they're sharing you have never seen before.
然后完了，我们做个祷告就结束，每天都是这样。
And then we close with prayer, and it's like every day the same.
所以很简单，没有什么了不起啊。
It's very simple.
那我然后这是我多年读经以后下来我自己画的图也送给他们。
And this is drawing, I concluded after many years of Bible reading and share with them.
你有这个 timeline, 特别讲到旧约的时候这本书是在哪里啊，这个你就变自己创造你自己的读经材料了。
So you are actually creating your own Bible reading material.
因为你一年一年每一年都会再增加一些东西。
So year after year, because every year after year, you are adding more material to it.
所以我们现在就要来操练一下了。
So today let's do some practice.
Okay, 我教你们三个希伯来语啊。
Let me teach you three Hebrew words.
如果读旧约我们就学希伯来语，如果学新读新约我们就读希腊语啊。今天你知道这是原文吗？哈。
If we read the Old Testament is Hebrew and New Testament is Greek.
我都带这个八岁九岁都没问题的，所以你们应该没有问题的。
因为 for 8, 9 years old, there's no problem, so there's no problem for you.
对，第一个字就是 Ben.
And the first word is Ben.
算 Ben.
儿子
Ben. OK. 所以你读到儿子或读到你看到这个儿子或者是算的时候你不要读，你要读 Ben. OK.
So when you see the word son, don't read son, but Ben.
OK, 知道跟我一起 Ben.
Ben.
OK.
Follow me.
所以其实你常常说这个你在希伯来语常常会听到这个字 Ben. OK.
So in Hebrew, actually, you often hear this word.
然后神的话是
God's word.
Davar.
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 OK. 所以你说耶和华的 Davar. OK. Davar.
The Davar of the Lord.
然后再加一个这个列国了哈。Goy.
Nation, Goy.
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 可以啊。Ben.
Ben.
Dava.
Dava.
Goy.
Goy.
OK. 好，我们示范一下，我们就读尼希米记第一章。
Now let's practice with Nehemiah chapter 1.
你们有纸本的圣经吗？
Do you have hard copy Bible?
那只能拿手机了。尼希米记第
一章。If not, take out your cell phone.
如果有你有纸本的最好了。
Nehemiah chapter 1.
Yeah.
It's the best if you have,
okay.
your Bible in hard copy.
尼希米记第一章。
Nehemiah chapter 1.
不，讲错了。耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter
1. 耶利米书第一章。那比如我们就做个祷告我们就开始了哈。那比如说你今天是你全家或是说你们一个小组或是然后呢 通常我就会请人轮流来读啊。那what's your name? Yeah, you. Max.
Max.
Okay, you, okay, you have a, you have a Bible. Okay. So can you read from verse 1, to 3, okay?
你可以读第一到第三节吗?
But you gotta replace this word, okay? When there's Ben, when there's a son, Ben, when there's a word, Daba. Got it?
你是要换这个, 这个词的读音。
可以用麦克, come on. Well, you come up here. Okay. 因为我今天他用英文呢，你可能就用中文看着，好不好？好 ，Yeah. Okay, ready? Okay, go ahead.
The words.
The bar.
Right. Four is a good thing.
对 ，You know that's a good question. So this is actually there has a lot of change the question, but just make it the same. But you know, sometimes the kids say the bar.Or if it's a bird, they will say Lego-ing. They just add those things, you know? But yeah, you can just say Davar, it's okay.
The Davar of Jeremiah, the Ben, is the Zokia of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word, to whom the Davar of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the Ben,of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of the Ben of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of the Ben of Josiah, king of Judah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem.Captive in the fifth month.
Okay. 啊，这样是不是比较好玩一些啊？啊，啊，所以有时候你如果新进来参加我们这个，你说啊，这些读什么版本的？怎么？因为比如我们学到很多了哈，那个 king 叫 Malek， 那个 priest 叫 Cohen， 哇，我们已经背了200多个这样的单字了哈。那读，比如、
so、we have memorized over 200 such Hebrew words.
啊。那读完这个可能就说我会简单的讲一下，其实我也没有那么多时间去准备啊，只是碰一下，哦，这个是讲到是耶利米的呼召，哦，他是祭司的后代啊，啊，你就可以这样稍微看一下啊。
So after reading this, I'll give a brief explanation like this here. I'll explain about Jeremiah's life.
而且其实现在我几乎每个我常不在呢。我上个月才在台湾一个月呢，这些都孩子轮流带。
So like last month I was in Taiwan, so the kids they will take turn to lead.
而且有时候抢着要带。
Sometimes they will compete with each other、
okay.
to lead.
好，那我们就第四节，我们请读中文的来读一下好了。
Verse four,、I asked someone to、
yeah.
In reading Chinese to、
yeah.
try.
有没有哪位弟兄来帮忙读一下
？Any brother?
哦，这里有弟兄，好。
And there's a brother.
哦，画画画什么？
讲话。
耶利米说：“耶和华的德瓦临到我说，我未将你造在腹中，我亦晓得你，你未出母胎，我亦分别你为圣，我亦派你到Goy。”的先知，我就说，主耶和华，我不知怎样说，因为我是年幼的。耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去，我吩咐你说什么话，我吩咐你说什么的话，你都要说，你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，我要拯救你， 这是耶和华说的。
好，先记在这里哈。好，谢谢。啊，所以谢谢你，你看你，你这就这个就是从你就知道，多写一些字哈。所以通常我就是说啊
，some more words，
我就会在最真的疫情以来，我都没办法睡懒觉，然后我要提早起来，我看一下今天有哪几个会变成是 keyword。
So since pandemic, I cannot sleep late because every morning I need to come to prepare the keywords.
所以其实你这里就看到我们常常在讲到这个堕胎的事情的时候，其实就常常引用的经文，所以讲到耶利米在母腹中，神就已经差派他。
And you know that when we talk about abortion, we oftentimes quote the scripture Jeremiah, since in the mom's womb, God knows him and called him.
所以当我们有这样读到神的话语的时候，你就当这些世界上的声音进来的时候，我们就有底气了，因为你看到这些事情啊。
So when we read God's words, some voice from the world come to disrupt us, and we have this strength from God's word.
好。第九节
And verse 9,
有没有谁要来读的？
Anyone want to try?
How about this young man? Yeah. What's your name?
How about you? What's your name? Thomas.
Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas.
Okay, can you read from verse 9?
Okay. 你可以从第九节读吗？
以色列耶和华神手
Oh my goodness.You read Chinese? Wow!
yeah.
Okay.
我的口对我说我已将当说的话
打吧
的话传给你。看了。Oh, okay. 看了。我今日为你在我之上为要事情发出拆毁坏重复又要建立再去。
Okay, stop. Wow, very good, very good.
Yeah.
那你就看这是神给耶利米的任务。
You see, this is the task God gave to Jeremiah.
Okay. 好，那我们这不是查经哈，所以
This is not Bible study.
所以你不要花很多时间，像我们一般在查经的，这是灵修，每日一起灵修哈。
Don't spend a lot of time in study. This is everyday devotion.
所以我时间要控制的很好，每天40分钟。就要结束了。
So I need to control the time, finish by 30 minutes. 30 minutes
或是说你家里全家就说哎你可能早上很忙你说我们就15分钟或者说晚上的时候你们要定好啊、哦、因为你有时候你就今天心情好你就讲一个小时。
So, in your own family, you need to set this very clear. You cannot be like, if today you feel happy, you spend an hour.
读经查经有查经的时候，这是我们希望建立一个每天你读神的话语的习惯的。
So Bible study has its own way, but this is to establish a habit of reading the Bible every day.
Okay, 好，那我们再继续到11节啊。
Now continue verse 11.
Okay. 你要读英文还是中文？OK, 都中 OK, yeah, 那11节继续。Or you prefer English to fine?
Probably English is better.
Yeah, do you have English Bible? OK, then read English.
11节
第11节
the glory of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of the almond tree. I replied. The Lord says to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my glory is fulfilled.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Stuffy. 那我们13节有没有找个用中文来读哈？ 13 节请一位来用中文来读。
Someone read in Chinese?
Okay, 这位弟兄来。
耶和华的底背。
打霸。
打霸。打霸啊。耶和华的打霸第二次临到我说，你看见什么？我说，我看见一个烧开的锅从北而倾。耶和华对我说，必有灾祸从北方发出，临到这地的一切居民。耶和华说，看哪，我要招北方列国的众族。
谢谢你们。
看哪，我要招北方Goy的众族，他们要来，各安座位在耶路撒冷的城门口，周围攻击城墙，又要攻击犹大的一切城邑。至于这民的一切恶，就是离弃我，向别神烧香，跪拜自己手所造的，我要发出我的叛语攻击他们。所以你当束腰起来，将我所吩咐你的一切告诉他们，不要因他们惊惶，免得我使他们我使你在他们面前惊惶。
好，停在那里啊，我们再请最后再另外一个人来读八节。
Anyone else finish?
传给后面一个，有没有来个姐妹来帮我读？
十八节，看哪，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙，与全地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对。他们要攻击你，却不能胜你，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的，没有替换的。
好，我们
没有。
好，我们就先停在这里哈。可能你一天不会只有读一章了哈。一般我们这个可以读到两到三，我们就示范了，也就 OK。
This is just for example, and usually you will not read just one chapter a day.
好，让你现在给你两分钟的时间。
那 give you 2 minutes.
啊，找一节经文，在里面找一个经文，然后给个标题。
And pick one a verse and give it a title.
啊，那等一下我们可以分享，这样好吧
？And later we can share.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. 开始。
不要想得太复杂，因为我常说今天你可能要赶公车啊，那什么，就时间你就是好像去有食物抓着要赶快跑， OK， 不是在查经啊，你只要有一节你特别有感动，你就可以把它记下来，然后给个标题。
Don't think it too complicated. Just to pick a verse and give a title and get that.
差不多了吧，不需要很多时间，这一章好吧。有没有谁要分享？
Anyone want to share?
你不需要从，你就读，你就讲第几节标题，你不需要整个节再读出来啊，你选哪一节，然后你的标题是什么，然后简单的分享的位置。
Just tell us which verse you don't need to read the verse and just share the title and the why.
好好，来拿麦克风啊。
我选的就是耶利米书的14-19节。
Verse 14 through 19.
是的，名字叫恶有恶报。因为
There's a revenge for the evil one.
以色列人不听上帝的话，偏行他们上帝不让他们做的事情，然后上帝发怒了，他们就受到了惩罚。
Because they didn't hear God's word.
Okay.
And they're punished for that.
你承受可以说，那我怎么可以用在我的身上？
So, how are we going to apply that to our own lives?
当然就不要做恶，是吧？很简单，对，类似这样的事情。
Yeah,
OK,
so like don't do evil. Very simple.
就是呀， yeah, 谢谢你，哇，很好，这个标题也取得很好。
This is a very good title.
呀，我也在神学院兼课哈，我都跟那些神学生说呢，你那个标题呢，讲到的标题要接地气一点。
When I was an adjunct professor at seminaries, oftentimes I told the seminarians that your sermon title also need to be very easy to understand.
好，谢谢。还有呢，谁可以分享 ？OK, 哎，好，
主耶和华，我不知怎么说，因为我是年幼的。耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你就要去，我吩咐你说的话你都要说。我的标题就是 No Excuse.
Very good, very good. OK, 然后那怎么应用到你自己身上呢？
那就是我在所差我
啊。
黑人。
Very good, very good. OK, 你看就很简，就是啊，在后面要加上说你怎么应用到自己身上。OK, 很好，还有谁？好，这里这个姐妹来，前面是。
我感动的经文是第18节，看哪，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙。与全地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司并地上的众民反对。我的题目是要成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙。然后应用就是我们今天也要成为主的精兵，然后为主征战。
Hallelujah! Wow!
Verse 18, yeah, we need to become God's solid wall. The iron pillars and the brass walls, you know, we need to fight for God.
Okay.还有呢
？Anyone else?
来，这有
，This is brother.
我的感动的经文是第8节。你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。我的感觉是叫邪不压正。用在身上其实就是还是不要，就是要有信心，不要害怕怎么办。
In verse 8, and my title is The evil can never overcome the righteous. And my practice is that we need to walk with the Lord.
所以最后一位有没有？有没有英文的？English one, who speak English, you can share English.
Anyone? 有没有人愿意用英文来分享？
Oh, I forgot this. Do you have verse?
How about you, Matt?
No. 前面这个。
I have Jeremiah 19, which is, they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. My title is God's Strength, because it's about how God is giving them power to defeat their enemies. and the application to us is that God will always be with us when we have times of trouble.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah,
我选的是第十九节，题目是神的力量。
Okay.
因为当我们有困难的时候，神会加添我们的力量。
好，所以就这么简单吧，喂，很简单吧？啊，
啊，就是 very simple。
重要的是你每天就这样一直往前推，一直往前推。
You got to do it every day.
啊，那你其实呢，你脚掌所踏之地，虽然你不懂，但是你走过去了。很多时候那些先知书的名字，你根本一辈子你不会听了，可是你读过去了，你大概就会一些印象。
So everywhere you lay your foot on the place, and you have this impression, and you remember the process and everything.
那一节经文可能就是你当天可以去昼夜思想的经文。
And that verse is probably the verse that you can keep meditating on it that day.
那或许把它背起来。
And maybe you can also memorize that verse.
啊，那这个 ，OK， 好，你可以秀一下我。那我这个呢？哦，因为我这个不是 PowerPoint， 那没关系，我是放那你如果说没关系哦，因为我是放了一个，我不是放了 PowerPoint， 就是说那个你可以自己做一个笔记本，就变成你的灵修日记，就可以把它每天的都可以写下来。
You can have your own notebook to do your spiritual journal every day.
那我自己选的那个呢，我就把它选成，我就选 Mission Impossible.
And the one I chose is Mission Impossible.
我就用第七节、第八节，神呼召那里你要去，因为神给耶利米，是一个很这个不可能任务嘛，我们就讲到这个我就取所以这个名字就是哎 Mission Impossible、right.
Which is verse 7 and 8 because the mission God gave to Jeremiah is kind of like impossible.
那其实呢这一章呢其实也是07年那时候神呼召我去读神学的时候给我一个感动的经文。
And this chapter actually is also in year 2007 God called me to seminary like I used thisChapter to stir my heart.
因为吹号者，吹号者，你要去，你去列国看嘛，你要对这些祭司、先知这些人去讲的话，可能更有挑战性。
Because as a trumpeter, when I speak to the prophets and the priests, it's very challenging.
所以你就看到说，你可能在读神的话语的时候，神就把感动或者呼召就放在你身上。
So when you read God's word and God puts a burden in your heart,
啊，那你像每年这样走过去的时候呢，你这个你就慢慢这个很自然的，你灵命就会成长。
And you do it every day and every year, and gradually your spiritual life will grow.
而且我相信，就是说你如果全家可以一起这样做的时候，就很简单，也很有趣，不是吗？
And you can do this as a whole family. It's simple, but it's also very interesting.
啊，你不需要说啊，我又不懂圣经，我不懂什么，你就这样读过去，大家选经文来分享。
You don't need to say that I don't understand the Bible. Actually, you just read through and everyone pick a verse or two.
啊，因为很多时候我就跟这些孩子们说呢，我们读神的话是听着神的话，但是神也要跟我们对话，他要听你跟他回什么话。
And oftentimes I share with the youngsters that it's a two-way communication. We need to hear from the Lord, and God also want to hear from you.
很多时候我们就是啊，从要把圣经读完一遍，哦，今天读三章的，打勾，哎，可以交差了。对。
Sometimes we just read three chapters and make a mark, and then it's done.
所以我们盼望就是这么很简单的方法，我们也经进这三年，而且是这些孩子不让我停啊。
I have done this for 3 years, and all those kids, they don't want me to stop.
我每次看到他们准时就上来，我真的不敢偷睡懒觉。
So, every time when I saw those kids, they came to Zoom on time, I dare not to sleep over.
那因为他们 catch 到这个 vision, 说每年要把圣经读完一遍。
And they call that vision for reading through the Bible once a year.
那你想啊，如果说10岁开始他这样做，他到15岁、20岁的时候，是不是很不一样的？
If he started to do that as early as 10 years old, when he was 10, 15 or 20, there's a lot of difference.
嗯，所以我们每年年底的时候，我通常都会有一次再重新办一个这样的线上的讲座，然后请这些年轻人来分享。
So every time at the year end, I'll make an online seminar and ask the kids to share.
啊，所以盼望这样的时间到了哈，盼望这样的方法能够给大家有些帮助。
Time is up. I hope that this method can give you some help.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you. 那个，郑牧师，带我们做一个祷告，好吧？
Father God, we thank you for this great time together. We can read your word. We can know how to read. May you help us to have this desire to grow in you and through your word.
主耶稣，天父，我们感谢您给我们有您的话语，让我们能够一起来读主的话语。主也让我们在您的话语当中来成长。
In Jesus' name we pray.
从耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 感谢主。有没有报告的事项？李斌弟兄要办报告事项吗？没有。好，那我们就在家可以挪步来一起用午餐。
Yeah, yeah.